This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We do not know the winners of Iraq's election, but we do know an important number. Iraq's Electoral Commission says that more than 8 million voters participated in the weekend election. That is a majority of more than 14 million Iraqis who were eligible. As expected, many minority Sunnis did not vote, although most Shiite Muslims and Kurds did. Results have not yet been announced. In Baghdad, Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi called on Iraqis to use the vote's outcome to set aside their ethnic and political differences. He spoke here through an interpreter.
Today we are entering a new phase in our history. It is a time for all Iraqis to come together and build our future. It's time to put the troubles and divisions of the past behind us. It is time to work together to show the world the power and the potential of this great country.
There was considerable violence on Election Day. At least 35 Iraqis were killed and dozens more wounded in a string of suicide bombings and mortar attacks, mostly in Baghdad. Two U.S. Marines were killed in fighting west of the capital, and about 10 British soldiers died when their cargo plane crashed north of Baghdad. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from the capital to talk about the election. How is the vote count going?
Well, Renee, it's going okay, in the words of an advisor to the Election Commission who I spoke with just about a half an hour ago. Visited three polling stations in our neighborhood this morning, and the ballots there had all been counted. This is about midday Baghdad time, but they were still waiting for escorts from the Iraqi National Guard to come pick up the ballots and the results and take them to a central location. We're not expecting any preliminary results even until probably midweek, and final results may take as many as 10 days.
Emily, there were both international poll watchers and poll watchers from within Iraq. What are they saying about the election?
The Electoral Commission claims that there were 169 registered. That did include, however, diplomatic staff that's already based here and so forth. And it's not clear at all how much those international observers got out, particularly outside of, for example, the Kurdish areas in the north where it's safer to move. But indeed, there was a large group of Iraqi observers, an NGO that's financed by the West, basically by the United States and Britain, trained about 10,000 over the past several months, and they were out in polling stations. The group claims they were in about 80% of polling stations. I met a couple in the few polling stations I was able to visit. They gave a preliminary statement yesterday saying that there were a number of technical irregularities, although overall they said the election appears to have been conducted without systematic flaws. But one of the irregularities and shortcomings that the group pointed out was, in fact, the sporadic violence and the low turnout in certain areas, mostly the Sunni Muslim areas.
Well, by all indications, Iraq's Kurds and Shiite Muslims voted in very large numbers, but as you've said, Sunni Muslims stayed away from the polls. That was long predicted. So what is being said today about how to deal with that?
The question still remains exactly how to bring Sunni Muslims on board for the rest of the political process this year. This assembly that was elected yesterday will write a constitution as well as pick a new government. And it's particularly involving Sunni Muslims in the constitutional process that's very, very important, because there's a special clause that allows two-thirds of the population in three provinces to reject the constitution in a referendum that's scheduled for this fall. In theory, Sunni Muslims could take advantage of that if they could get their political power together. The other real question with the Sunnis is how to reach the people who are behind the insurgency. There is an expectation among U.S. diplomats here that the insurgency may spike immediately after this election, because they were fairly unsuccessful yesterday, in the words of a U.S. diplomat, and they'll want to show they still have power. So that's a real big challenge as well.
Thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris speaking from Baghdad.